It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hey, it's The Buzz 24-7 at Archive Friday. Sitting here in the studio just after we wrapped up our final show of 2024, Laura's chewing on something. She looks at me, she goes, Scotty, she goes, I'm getting a good jaw workout.
I heard her.
Yeah, because she's eating corn nuts. She's like, go ahead.
I love corn nuts. And they're
getting
like
a good jaw workout.
My guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
They're so gosh darn good, but it takes
a workout.
It's a workout trying to eat them.
Woo. Yeah. Well, you know, you get a good jaw workout, Scotty. Take that and use that however you want. Ladies and gentlemen, today on the Archive Friday, then we're going to take a little break for a while. We'll be back on January 6th, but we'll leave you with a Who's the Douchebag? Day, and on Wednesdays, we do Who's the Douchebag?
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huge douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag now?
You know, we've been doing this for a long time, right? I mean, we've done it for a long time, and our sponsor for a very long time has been our friends at On the Vine Marketplace. They've got everything you need for, you know, the big get-togethers when you want to throw a big party, but also the small intermittent ones when you want to do a nice dinner for two, maybe some stuff you've never done before. They're great at it. They got a couple of locations with always the freshest produce. They get, you know, the great meat counter, the butchers there, and the seafood folks are great. Portsmouth Avenue in Exeter and Route 1 in Scarborough. Make a point of visiting On the Vine Marketplace. Okay? So today's is, well, I think we got it like last week. Or maybe 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure. If you have a situation that you're having a disagreement about, maybe you're at odds. What do they call it? Loggerheads? When you're two little loggerheads, whether you just can't decide, the two logs can't move on the river to, you know, move freely. I don't know what that came from. But anyway.
I thought it was two loggerheads from beer.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Damn it.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. You could be right.
I think you're right.
I don't know.
Just kidding.
I'm going to look.
You can email us a letter if you'd like. Tell us about it. We will talk about it. We'll kick it around. We'll give our opinions. But our opinions don't count. It's all about you. Okay? You ready for this, guy?
I am ready if I turn my mic on.
I was going to say, you were talking and I couldn't hear you.
Nope. I got to hit that button.
Godfather.
Godfather.
Please help me.
Please help me.
When it starts off with please help me, that's big. I'm coming to you all to help settle a disagreement on the home front. My wife, who is awesome 99.9% of the time, does one thing that drives me nuts. Our parents do not live around here, which means they sometimes come to visit. Both of our parents are old school, and we love them both equally. They love family traditions, and God forbid anything ever changes. Maybe your parents are the same, but whatever. Yeah, I mean, they're kind of old school, I guess. I don't know. I mean, they seem to be adaptable. Mm-hmm. You know, over the last several years, we've been given some... this person is writing this. Some seriously crappy gifts from our families.
Okay.
You know, stuff for the house and you and I, stuff from the house that you and I might look at and go, whoa, nope. we ain't putting that in our house. Or maybe shirts or sweaters, you know, that kind of thing. Every year after the holidays or birthdays or whatever, I think we just tend to forget about them because my wife stashes them in the basement. Then every time my parents come to visit, she hauls out anything they ever gave us and places it on the wall, the floor, the table, whatever, so they see it when they come in. It's a ridiculous charade. Next week, which is this weekend, according to what I got, both my parents are coming to visit. So that means every piece of crap, knickknack, wooden piggy bank, wall sign, figurine, soap dish, garage sale art, weird lamp that looks like a hookah, whatever, is going to be jammed into every room in the house. I told her this is seriously, absolutely ridiculous to go through this every time they come here. She argues that it means something to them. So at least we can do is let them know that we honor that. It's not about what we like. It's about how we can make our parents happy. She says, you know how much they love seeing this stuff. They comment on it every single time they're here. My point is, we're lying to them. Rolling out this crap can't be normal. Do other people go through this horse blank? I think our parents are adult enough to understand that our home is not a flea market. If we choose to decorate it differently, it's our choice. My wife won't give in. And the S has already started to come out and get placed in the house. Am I a douchebag for wanting to end this nonsense? Or is my wife for turning our house into a damn flea market every time my parents come, just so they can see we still have the painting of a duck that looks like it was painted by a drunken painter with a handful of thumbs? Wow. Let me know. Thank you kindly, longtime fan.
There's a middle ground, isn't there? Maybe you put one or two things out there. I think if you put all the stuff out there, you're just asking for more stuff that you
don't really
need.
It's a self-fulfulfilling prophecy. Yeah.
I feel put one or two little things out there.
By putting everything out, it almost looks too fake.
Yeah.
It looks like the...
Yeah, but obviously the parents haven't
got
that.
What's the restaurant? A Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, but it just means like seriously, you guys put everything out?
Yeah, that's
he might be exaggerating. He's got to be exaggerating, right?
Well, and I just, for clarification, does it say that he has to participate in putting this stuff out, or does she do it on her own?
I think she does it on her own.
It doesn't say
because
he
then it's
does
not
it
inconveniencing him in that sense.
Well, yeah, but you're getting house, more.
I'm not saying I would like it, but I get where the woman's coming from. And if I can suck it up for a few days with some extra crap in the house.
Our parents can swing with it. Give them a little bit of credit.
I mean, don't they understand you're not going to decorate what they want you to decorate with?
I mean, they've changed with the times, right? I got to think they've adapted to societal changes. I got to think. I mean, for the most part, people do. I mean, look. I mean, I've gotten things from relatives that I'd go like, that's not going on the wall.
Where's it going?
That is just not going on a wall.
But have you felt like maybe to be nice that you would put it out there? No.
No.
Oh. I don't see.
No, it's just not. No, it's like if I gave you a shirt, Laura.
Yeah,
and you didn't like it, you'd exchange it, right? You'd be like, I'm not going to wear that. I would never in any circumstances wear that. I belong to Donna t-shirt. I don't know Donna, and I do not belong to her.
Do you want to?
But the point is you would either exchange it or never use it, and you wouldn't feel bad about it. If it's a wall hanging and it does not go in the house, it's not going up on the wall.
That's why I don't...
Right? Is that wrong? Or am I wrong?
I just think for a few days, I don't think it's that big a deal.
But Kay, every time they come to town...
He's not doing it. Yeah, he's not doing anything.
How often is this?
You don't find it ridiculous that this woman...
I think it's silly. I'm not saying I would like it. I'm not saying I would want to do it in my house. I'm just saying I don't think it's that big a deal.
I do adore the fact that she loves the parents so much she would do that.
She's taking care of your parents.
There is part of that I do adore, but I would not like it.
But, I mean, she is trying to be a good person.
Too much.
But it is a bit much.
There should be a compromise.
Absolutely.
There should be a middle ground.
She's a hoarder in training, is what she is.
Who knows? She could throw out everything else. She's just keeping stuff that...
It sounds like she's keeping the junk that the parents have given her.
That might mean something to the parents.
Knickknacks.
That's give me a gift.
Paddywhack.
Knick-knack.
Give the dog a bone.
Thank you.
You cannot say knickknack without following it up with paddywhack. Ever.
And not ever in life.
I went to the knickknack paddywhack store. It's knickknack. It's followed by paddywhack.
Paddy-mack.
There you go.
I say we change.
But anyway, I don't know. I
know it's annoying and you don't like the aesthetic and it's not the way that you want your house decorated and it's a thing and it's a whole... But like, are they up here for a weekend?
Right.
Why get twirled up
it's
about
like
it?
They're,
like,
I'll tell you
why. He's not even having to do anything. If she was having him do it, that would be a whole nother bag.
I'm going to give you the reason why, and it's already been mentioned by Kelly Charles Brown III.
Well, then I don't believe it, and I don't think it counts. So, yeah, I reject whatever you're about to say before you even say it.
I think what Kayla is telling you is she will not listen to this.
Wow. The point is they will continue to give you those kind of things because they think you love them.
Does it make them happy?
Yeah, but...
Does it make them happy?
That's a great question.
Yes, it does.
So then eat it.
I'm happy to give you something that really matters.
No, I don't want anything. I want them to be happy. They don't have to give me gifts, okay, at this point in our lives. I do not need a plastic fish on the wall that sings Take Me to the River.
I don't want that.
But it makes them happy. And then when they walk in, they feel good.
They feel good. Like,
give me that
filet
fish.
Give me that
filet
fish. Give me that fish. Yeah, I don't want that. And I don't know. I don't know. On some level, it just, it's way too much.
It's an inconvenience for the guy, right? Without having to do it. I get that. Again, I don't want it in my house. I wouldn't like it.
If this was one thing,
it's not that big a deal.
An urn. A candy dish,
an urn.
One thing, whatever.
And that's different.
Well, maybe they love somebody. Yeah. I don't know. But maybe I wouldn't mind. But this is a lot of stuff.
What if she was the other way?
What if she just threw everything that your parents gave you?
Wouldn't you be kind of like, whoa.
But there is a middle ground.
So wouldn't you rather that she's trying her best to make sure that she's not hurting your parents' feelings?
Just because I don't want her to go the other way, I'm not suggesting she go 180 degrees. I'm just saying she doesn't haul out everything under the sun every time they come to visit. I think Kelly's right. It's way overboard, you know? So in this case, I'm going to say it's her. But I do love that she loves your parents enough to do that. I get it. I wouldn't like it. And I would strongly side with you on this one. That's what I would say. I think the wife is the douchebag.
Me too.
Okay, Scotty?
I think the wife is I think you're the douchebag.
What else is new?
No, not you. Him. Oh. I think the wife...
I thought he meant you.
I think the wife is just trying to be nice. Just trying to not rock the boat.
Pretty sure he did mean me, but that's okay.
No.
All right, thank you. Kayla, who's the douchebag?
Yeah, I think it's the writer. It's not that big a deal. She's not asking you to do it. Just, it makes her happy. It makes your parents happy. Get over it.
Is your house ever in a state that makes you uncomfortable and you want to change it?
Yes. Sure.
Well, that's what this is.
I can respect that, but I also have to get over it.
It's 3 days of your life.
Right.
Suck it up. And it's your parents. There's a lot of wives out there that care less about their in-laws.
It's a week.
It's a week.
Then
you suck it up for a week.
My gosh, these are your parents. A lot of people don't like their in-laws.
You're for crying out loud.
You're not doing anything.
Your wife,
she's doing it,
is making your parents happy.
I'm the man.
Yeah, that would go over.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and you're the man. The funniest part is when you say
you're not even the man in your own life.
He's looking at me because he can't see you, and he's going, did she just say that to me?
You're not even the man in your life.
I think I am.
Okay. Give me a nut of butter.
Our votes do not count. So 888-556-7625. A little fine. This is over the top. You know, it's just way over the top. And it's never going to stop. Your parents get to a certain age where I don't want them buying me anything. Just, I'm good.
Plus, as you get older, you collect so much crap.
Yeah.
You got to get rid of it.
It's all going to be gone, okay? Come on. 888-556-7625. Your votes are the ones that count. He did say, thank you kindly, longtime fan. That's a nice way to end the letter. Mm-hmm. Thank you kindly.
Oh, this is the best.
Knick-knack, wooden piggy bank, wall sign, figurine, soap dish, garage sale art. What if it's the Bulldogs playing poker and one of them's got a card and it's a
what if one of those is worth
table?
A lot of money? I was just listening to a podcast. So somebody picked up a painting.
Remember
no idea how much it was.
Remember those velvet ones in the 70s and 80s where it was always the woman was topless?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Probably something like that.
Yeah.
Everybody buys it. Oh, it might have the USS Constitution under it. Get out of here with that nonsense. Okay? All right, 888-556. 7625. Yeah,
I would not.
Not
even the man in your own life.
I would not, like that at all. Would not like that at all. Okay, let's go to Joe. Joe, what do you got to say here? Who's the douchebag? The writer or the wife?
Oh, it's absolutely the writer. The wife's a damn treasure. Bending over backwards to make his parents feel better. His parents feel welcome. It's all him.
Okay. All right. She is doing it for both. But yeah, I mean, I totally get where you're coming from. I just don't want to deal with that kind of.
You're not dealing.
I have to live in it.
Yeah.
I have to live in it.
Boo-hoo-hoo. She's doing something to
I don't have to like it.
Your partner's.
I'm expressing my opinion.
Are we going to put on the old sweaters they gave us, too?
Thank you, Kelly. I'm with you on this one, bro.
Stepford wives.
Your living room is going to be you like everything just so, and your living room is going to look like the gift shop at the Cracker Barrel.
But if this was the roles were reversed, and this is stuff that Amy's folks gave him, and that would make I suck it up. Suck it up.
Good morning, Brian.
I'm expressing my opinion.
Hey, no, it's definitely the writer on this one. I mean, dude, you just suck it up. You're not doing it. Your wife is pulling all the crap out. She's probably the one putting all the crap away. It's a couple of days out of your life. If you want to get rid of this stuff, you just throw it away when they're dead. Holy crap, suck it up. Stop being a whiny little bitch.
You know what we hate
just
on the show?
Throw whiny it away.
Little bitches.
Throw it away when they're dead. Mighty kind of you.
And sell it, because a lot of people are into that.
Scotty would sell it. There's no question about it. Laura Donnie's on the phone. I got two zips.
Hey, Donnie, who do you think the douchebag is?
The wife. Nice. Gotta end the chaos.
There's no need for it.
Real chaos.
The older you get, the more you want to reduce the amount of chaos and clutter in your life. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know?
No, there's nothing. Forgive
me for wanting to be honest, Kelly, instead of perpetuating honesty. A lie. Like these guys just want to lie to their parents. You might as well just put on makeup and pretend to be someone else. You know what I mean, Kelly? We're not doing
Save
that.
The real me.
That's right. It's the real me. You want the real me. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, good morning, everyone. How are you?
Hi, who's the douchebag?
I think the writer's the douchebag. And this is why. Because his wife is going out of her way to try to make both parents happy. And if it's only a couple of days, I think he should just suck it up. Because someday those parents aren't going to be here.
Yep.
And then you're going to be like, you know what? I should have made my parents happy. It's just a couple of things. I mean, even if
the only way you can make your parents happy.
And the thing is, no matter what we say about parents, no matter what we say about parents, and what you're saying is true. I'm not denying that what you're saying is true, Michelle. But somebody always comes up with the they're going to die. The parents are going to die, and that is fair to say. But it's like every time. It's like saying, like, you're honoring somebody, and then somebody goes, well, what about the troops? It's like, okay, guys, I can't say anything, you know. But all I'm saying is why does my wife have to go through
Mom's
that
dead.
As well?
I wish I told her I really liked that squirrel painting.
Why does my wife have to go through all of this? It's more work for her.
She wants to do it.
She doesn't. If she had a chance not to do it, she would love not to do it. I'm trying to give her the excuse not to do it. So in a way, I'm sticking up for her.
Yeah.
What do we got? What do we got?
3-1.
Let's go to Rose. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. So I hate to use the word douchebag in this situation, only because it's kind of a good thing all around.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have to say the wife is the douchebag, because if you put out every single thing that you've ever gotten from someone just because they gave it to you, oh, my God. So, no, I think a couple of things would be good, but not everything. That's a lot.
Yes.
I don't think the parents fired wanting them to put it out. I think the parents pick something out because they like it and they want to give it to them.
Wouldn't it strike you, Rose, when you, as that mother, walk into the house going, this is literally everything we've ever given them. This ain't right.
They love us.
Wouldn't you think that?
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, I would.
What happens when your cousins come over? You're going to put all the stuff the cousins gave you out there, too?
And then the next week,
your nephews come over?
No, Rose is saying moderation is the key. Moderation is the key.
I'm on her side.
I've given some crazy gifts to my kids, and they have to me. And if they give me those tiny hands, you think I'm going to bring out those tiny hands and use them every time they come? No.
All right. Thank you, Rose. The tiny hands. Okay. What are three?
I still got the tiny hands.
Yeah, you do. Okay. Let's go to James, Scotty.
James, where do you fall on today's douchebag?
Everybody's a douchebag, but unfortunately, you got to pick one. It's got to be him. She's trying to do a good thing, but this is exactly why you don't accept gifts from your parents. Because then you got expected to put them up. That's a no-no.
James is anti-gift. I don't want to accept no gift from the parents, you know. I tell my parents, like, don't. No, there's no gift. There's no gift. Pass a certain pick. I don't want a gift from my parents. I don't. Keep that money. Well, spend it on yourself.
If you want to get a gift, ask me what I want. Okay. Because I don't want you getting me something. I go, what am I?
What is that?
That's wrong with America. I'll give you a list.
That right there is what's wrong with America.
I'll give you a list.
Oh, here's a wedding, and here's what I'm telling you to give me. I don't like that. I don't like it
at
all.
Well, guess what? I've saved you a lot of time.
You know, and I get the whole thing like, well, we don't have a toaster, so we need a toaster. Okay, but I just don't like being directed what gifts to give you.
No.
It takes away the whole thing about giving a gift, doesn't it?
Not really.
Carol, good morning. Who's the douchebag?
I think the wife is.
Wow.
I think the wife is, yeah.
Why is that?
It's because I think that she's just being fake. And she's not even being true to herself. She's not even telling them the truth, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why would you want to say, oh, yeah, this stuff is great, and put it out and not...
Carol,
this is really not our taste.
Carol, you and I and Kelly are the ones that love our parents more because we don't want to lie to them. We don't lie to our parents.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, yeah, that's love.
Exactly.
You don't lie to someone you love, Carol. Thank you.
So when your great-great aunt gives you a sweater that you hate.
Thank you.
You should just throw it out.
Just throw it out and tell her, I don't like it. It's not my taste. I never said throw it out.
You guys are taking it to the extreme.
No, this is, I know you held on to it.
I don't appreciate your love.
I know you held on to it with all your love during the Depression. But I hate it. It
sucks. You got the carpal tunnel when you made it.
Yeah,
I know
exactly.
Toss it.
Okay. Let's go to Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Who's the douchebag?
The wife is.
Jelly!
Tied up.
I'll tell you why.
You don't have to.
Okay. Because we don't think about the other one's feelings. Okay.
Yeah.
And that includes the family. I just moved all my mother's things out of her house, and she saved everything ever gave her because she felt like they took so long and thought to give her the present. So we had a hoarder because she didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
He encourages hoarding.
Yeah, I said that. I said hoarder in training. I said that.
And my son said to me, yeah, Mom, just remember, we don't want your junk.
Right. Get rid of it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry, honey. Sorry about that.
Sure, wins a 10.
Huh?
Leave her alone.
Well, it does. Yeah, I mean,
he was stating a fact.
Let me ask you this. If I was your brother, right, and we did that at my house every time the parents came to the house, and you knew I did that, Scotty, wouldn't you go... That's ridiculous. Wouldn't you? If you saw me do that in front of our parents and you didn't do it?
You're a good person.
Okay. Let's go to another Kathy. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Who's the... Kathy, nice.
Kathy, I want you to take a second and I want you to think about being a good person tonight.
I know. Kathy, I want you to think also, given that you're the decider, I want you to think about being honest with your parents, which allows you to be honest with yourself.
Because nobody's ever lied to their parents.
And Kathy, I want you to take a second and not think about just being a jerk to your parents, like these two guys we have in the studio.
I want you to think about relieving your parents of any gift-giving guilt that they may have that they have to buy you gifts, because you care about them. Keep that money and spend it on themselves.
I want you to think about heaven.
Wow.
And how it sounds really good. Unlike purgatory.
I'm shocked you even know what purgatory is.
Great.
Wow. All right.
Well,
so,
good luck, Kathy.
Yeah.
What's it going to be, Kathy?
All right, Kathy. So what do you say?
So I think that, unfortunately, I think I'm going to disappoint somebody here, but I think it's the writer. And I think that, unfortunately, he's not recognizing the fact that all I could think of, and I was telling Kayla, is the five love languages, right? So she probably places high value on material things, and it doesn't make her a bad person, but I think that she really probably feels and shows love by gift giving, and she's probably just looking at it going, I really appreciated this so much, and I don't know that I necessarily love the things that they gifted, but she truly is trying to not
You're
hurt
a great
their feelings,
person.
And let I me, think that that's
Kathy,
where
let
the
me, writer, wait, wait.
Let Kathy, me just, I don't know where you live, but there should be a statue of you in town square. Mm-hmm. You're a good person.
That's right.
Let me just tell you who's on your side. One guy who stood up and gave Kelly Brown the finger an inch from his nose, and then through the video screen, Kayla stood halfway up and gave me the Degeneration X across her crotch.
Yep.
That's the people that you're aligning with.
Yeah, the people that love their parents and their in-laws.
I wouldn't do that to my parents.
But I will say this, in your defense, Kathy, when someone starts talking about the love languages, it's kind of hard to argue with them.
She had a great
there
point.
You go.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag now. I seriously
it's
wouldn't do
like
it.
It's people like her that make me proud to live in this country.
That's right. You tell them.
I seriously wouldn't do it. I would not do that. And if Valerie made a thing about it, I said, absolutely not. We're not doing that. Pick a couple things.
Well,
because I was saying, tell Val what you can do and what you can't.
I want to. I have every right to say something in a relationship just as much as she does. Okay? So when I feel strong and I say, we're not putting everything out, let's compromise, let's do a couple of things, that's how it's going to go.
And Val will look at him and go, why don't you go have a lemonade, bitch? Greg in the kitchen. He's stirring his pink lemonade.
He's saying that because of yesterday or Monday or whenever it was.
Okay? I know.
I think I'll just.
When I sat on the deck and had a lemonade while she was building deck furniture in the sun, and I didn't offer her a glass. That's what I was thinking. Anyway, all right. Well, there you go. There's the douchebag. If you have a douchebag situation, feel free to send us an email.
Kathy's an amazing woman. I hope she treats herself to something nice today.
Tell you right now, I did not expect anybody. Like, I expected one or two, maybe. I did not expect it to be that close. Yeah.
It was really close.
Purgatory is full today.
Quick break. We'll be right back. News and sports is next.
Don't move. The buzz will be right.
There it is. All right. Well, have a great Christmas. Happy New Year. Be safe. We'll see you on the flip side. 2025. Excited. Moving forward and all that stuff. Thanks for hanging with us. Thanks for being part of the family. We'll see you when we get back.